Well, I mean, it's certainly not like switching on a light bulb. It's going to be quite complicated to get the machine to high energy. We have to start by, first of all, injecting the beam. So the beam is produced in our injection chain. We will accelerate a beam in the SPS, and the first thing is to take it along the transfer line that connects the SPS to the EDC, which is about 2.5 kilometers long. And at the end of that transfer line, we have an absorber block, and the beam will hit the absorber. Then we will set up the LHC itself at the level of injection, the magnetic field very precisely. And when we are ready, we will remove the absorber block and the beam will go into the LHC.
Viene veramente sparato attraverso delle linee di transe. Queste linee di transe sono un po' delle autostrade, pensate, sono lunghe 3 km ciascuna linea di transe.
So bringing that all together is going to be a huge job, and trying to just to get ready for beam is going to be an enormous task.
When did it start? When can we say the commissioning started?
This year has been on getting the ring cold. So the LHC is divided into 8 sectors. So sector by sector, the cryogenic guys have moved in and started cool down. And when you do that, we get large contractions, everything moves apart. We've got all the electrical connections to check. So in parallel with cool down, there's electrical quality assurance. And then when the sector's cold, we move into the powering stage.
Und das sind ungefähr 1500 Stromkreisläufe.
And then we can kind of twiddle with our little corrector magnets to actually guide the beam around. So one full turn shows us that the kind of things are more or less okay, the aperture's clear, the magnets are, you know, not too far off in their field. So that'd be a very good result on the first day, is to get one full turn of one beam around the LHC.
Qu'on teste petit bout par petit bout, donc on a hâte que les premiers protons fassent enfin le tour et qu'on puisse continuer ensuite, parce que bien sûr après le premier tour il y a encore beaucoup de choses à faire avant d'arriver aux premières collisions de physique.
particelle entrano, vengono spinte verso il basso, perché l'anello di thruster deve andare verso il basso, l'LHC è a 100 metri sottoterra, mentre invece il super proto sincrotone è solo a 40 metri sottoterra, e quindi alla fine viene immesso veramente nell'anello vero e proprio.
I think it's a tremendous feeling. If I look back 14 years ago, I must have been very naive to take this project on.